Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.
Lagos Talks 91.3. This is still the Saturday Breakfast Show. And welcome to Life Hacks. I am Olaoluwa with the News Lady. And because this month, the month of May, is a month dedicated to a lot of awareness when it comes to health issues. Today, I'll be talking about asthma. You know, I mentioned earlier that second of May was a day dedicated to really talking about asthma and everything related to that, raising a whole lot of awareness about how the disease can be managed in such a way that people don't get to die as much as they do all around the world. So I'll be talking about that today. Yes, I will be talking about that today. So it is the 2nd of May 2024. Let's talk about what exactly is this disease. I know in Nigeria it's been said, I think there was a research conducted around 2019 that approximately about 13 million Nigerians have this disease and they are managing it, you know, from time to time. I know that's a rough sketch considering how far we've come since 2019. But then this is something that a good number of people battle with. I even have a friend who manages this disease from time to time, but you won't even know it. There's anything wrong. Like, it is a testament to the fact that if it is well managed, then life can totally go on as normal. But we do know that this is not easy for people who have this condition. It is actually a condition in which your airways narrow and they swell and you produce extra mucus. This can make breathing difficult and trigger maybe coughing, a whistling sound, maybe a wheezing sound when you breathe out. And it also leads to shortness of breath, you know, amongst people who have it. For some people, asthma is like a very minor nuance. But for others, it can be a major problem that interferes with daily activities. And it may even lead to a life-threatening asthma attack. So, but one thing that has been said is that it cannot be cured, but the symptoms can be controlled. Because asthma, we've been told it changes over time as well. So it is very important that people work with their doctors to track their signs and symptoms and adjust their treatment as needed. One thing I also understand is that for some people, it is detected very early in life. And, you know, with people like that, it is easier to manage. And at some point, with some people, the more you manage it or the better you manage it, you know, the faster you attain something close to a normal life where, you know, you can do almost everything and that every other person can do. But I still want to talk about some of the symptoms. I mean, shortness of breath, chest tightness or pain. You have wheezing and wheezing when you are exhaling, for example. It is common in children. Trouble sleeping caused by shortness of breath, coughing or wheezing. Then there's the coughing or wheezing attacks that are worsened by respiratory virus like cold or flu. And I'm talking about this because we're also approaching the raining season. It's beginning to rain more, and this can be a strong trigger for a good number of people. So one thing about asthma is that when you manage it well, the symptoms get lighter or you get better at managing it. So life is just easier. But when you do not manage it, the symptoms can get worse. For example, if your asthma is getting worse, you begin to notice that your signs and your symptoms are more frequent and bothersome, like they interrupt your usual daily activities. If it's also getting worse, you discover that there's an increase in difficulty breathing, And then you also have a need to use a quick relief inhaler more often. But if you manage it better, you may even discover that you may need to use some of these things less often, and you can really achieve a normal life. So for people have triggers. I mean, like, people really have triggers for their asthma. But let's also talk about the causes, for example. What are the causes of asthma? For some people, it's just family history. It's just hereditary. If you have a parent with asthma, you are 3 to 6 times more likely to develop asthma than someone who does not have a parent with asthma. It has been, you know, established as one of the major causes of asthma, according to the American Lung Association. Then you talk about allergies. These are also things that trigger asthma. Some people are more likely to develop allergies than others, especially if maybe one of your parents have allergies. So there's some allergic conditions like dermatitis called eczema, or allergic rhinitis known as a hay fever. So these are linked to people who get asthma. So if you're like an allergic person, you have allergies, you're prone to really have this disease. And it can also be caused by viral respiratory infections. Like, respiratory problems during infancy and childhood can cause this wheezing. Like, some children who experience viral respiratory infections. When I mean viral respiratory infections, I mean respiratory infections caused by viruses. So they go on to develop maybe chronic asthma, like, later on in life. But this disease can be man-made. And let me talk about why. There's something called occupational exposures. Like, if you have asthma and you are exposed to certain elements in the workplace, of course, this can cause asthma symptoms. And for some people, exposure to certain dusts, industrial or wood dust, chemical fumes, vapors, molds, can cause asthma to develop for the very first time. Like, it can really cause disease to even start. Like, it's possible for you not to have had asthma and you come up with it if you really get exposed to some of these things. Molds, industrial or wood dust, chemical fumes, and all of that. And that's why it's very important that we ensure that we uphold safety standards, especially when we work in industrial areas, like we are in the manufacturing sector. This is very important. Another thing that also triggers or increases the risk of asthma is smoking. We've been told that cigarette smoke irritates the airways. Yes, it irritates the airways. Smokers have a high risk of asthma. Those whose mothers smoked during pregnancy or who were exposed to secondhand smoke, we've also been told, are more likely to have asthma. So it is very, very important to understand how smoking affects asthma. Maybe just do away with it. Smoking is such an activity that has a lot of side effects, like a lot of issues attached to that. Then this next point is related to what I've mentioned before, air pollution. When you are just exposed to main components of smog, then this raises the risk for asthma. I mean, like, people who grew up or live in urban areas have a higher risk for asthma than people who live in rural and natural areas. Now, obesity has also been identified by medical experts as one of the main triggers of asthma. Like, children and adults who are overweight or are obese, we've been told they have a greater risk of asthma. Although I know there have been researching and all of those things. Reasons for this are not clear. It's not really clear why this is so, but some experts have pointed this to low-grade inflammation in the body. That they say this happens with extra weight. So obese patients often use more medications, they suffer worse symptoms, and are less able to control their asthma than patients in a healthy weight range. So you see how ensuring that you put your weight in check can also be a good way to manage asthma. We'll be talking about how to manage these things later on. But then, while some of the things I've mentioned are like there are factors that increase a person's risk for developing the disease, there are also additional factors like maybe poverty, lack of health insurance. You know, in a way, they have a way of contributing to more asthma symptoms. You know, emergency room visits and hospitalization. And this is something I mentioned earlier. When you do not have the medications to manage your asthma, it can make things worse. For example, poverty, you don't have the money to buy your maybe your inhaler or whatever from your medications from time to time. The symptoms get worse. Then you have more visits to the emergency room. Because see, anything that affects your breathing is more tilted towards an emergency, and that's why it should be taken very seriously. It is very important for us to continue to have conversations about how to improve asthma by understanding the risks or the risk related to exposure. You see, one thing is that managing asthma is more like understanding yourself. It's one of the things that helps you to really manage this. When you understand who you are, you understand your own symptoms, you understand your environment, then you understand your management steps. Let me go on a very short break. This is Life Hacks on Lagos Talks 91.3. I am Olaoluwawe. When I get back, I'll talk more about how to manage asthma. Stick around.
It's your host for the Saturday Breakfast Show, Olaoluwa Awe. We've got an exciting weekend journey ahead, and I want you to be a big part of it with the latest gist and conversations that matter. Listen live on Lagos Talks 91.3. Call in, connect with us on socials to be a part of the conversations that keep Lagos talking. 6 a.m. to 12 noon on Lagos Talks 91.3. Join the conversation.
Years since Chibok, we at Lagos Talks set out on a mission of inquiry, engaging in heartbreaking Q&A sessions with stakeholders and eyewitnesses, seeking clarity, uncovering untold stories to get answers to decade-old questions. How involved were the military?
They are Nigerians, yes. They killed people. Sadly so.
To what extent is the life of a Nigerian child secure? Find out when you watch the full documentary available now on our YouTube channel. Head on to YouTube and search for Lagos Talks 913. Join the conversation.
You will not see this girl. You will not see this girl.
What is going on? Pressure, wow.
I'm so ashamed. No one wants to be my friend.
I think I'm anxious and depressed. I don't think this life is worth living at all. I don't think so.
I'm tired. Something is wrong. I don't even know what's going on anymore. Eh?
Sometimes we feel all these negative emotions and think we're going to be fine. But no, emotions won't go away unresolved. You deserve to be happy, but you must do something about it. Visit your wellness clinic today for 24/7 access to therapists on your terms. Remember, you are not alone, and the path to wellness is worth exploring. Your wellness clinic. Recover, regain, relieve, because your well-being matters.
Hey, hey, hey,
Welcome back to Life Hacks on Lagos Talks 91.3. I am Olaoluwa Awe, and I've been talking about managing asthma. It is very important considering the fact that we've been told that in 2019 alone, 415 deaths as a result of asthma. About 262 million people were estimated to have been affected. And yeah, it's the stats for year 2024 is quite sketchy, but we do know that a good number of people around us have this disease, and it is manageable. It is a non-communicable disease. It affects children, it affects adults, but it is most chronic and most common amongst children. And that's why it is very important that we know about it. Like, you don't need to have asthma to learn about it, because somebody might just be around you managing this. And the fact that you have the knowledge, the information, it helps at that point in time. It also happens to children too. You know, one thing I always, you know, people talk about is that we need to get ourselves educated and equipped with how to manage some of these things. Because so that we can just be first responders. Imagine somebody comes up with a, you know, with an attack very close to you. What do you even do? Do you know that? I remember something happened very recently. I think a very popular actor drowned as a result of a boat accident. And, you know, people were like, instead of people to help him to perform this and that first aid activities that can quickly resuscitate him and get him back to life. But so how many people even know this thing? So knowing about asthma, knowing how to manage asthma is like a skill that is very, very essential for everyone to know, for the sake of our friends and our children and for even ourselves. So I was talking about some of the symptoms. I talked about the triggers as well, the causes. And I mentioned how it's majorly hereditary. You know, for some people, if you have someone or your parents that have asthma, you're most likely, or you are more likely to have it compared to someone who doesn't have the disease in the family. And there are other issues too that I've mentioned, also other triggers too that I've mentioned. But there's something called it was categorized into like three. There's exercise induced asthma, which may be worse when the air is cold and dry. There's occupational asthma, triggered by workplace irritants like chemical fumes, gases or dust. There's allergy induced asthma, triggered by airborne substances like pollen, mold, spores, cockroach waste, you know, particles of the skin, dried saliva shed by pets. It's called pet dander and all of that. So we just need to look out for some of these things and ensure that we prevent. It's something you can prevent, something you can manage, totally manage. Now let's move on to managing asthma. You know, what exactly, you know, do you need to do to manage it? Well, asthma cannot be cured, but we've been told there are different treatments available, and the most common treatment is to use an inhaler, which delivers medication directly to the lungs. So it is common knowledge that inhalers can help control the disease and enable people with asthma to enjoy a normal, active life. So I know there are two types of inhalers. There's the bronchodilators. These ones open the air passages and relieve the symptoms. And there's the steroids. The other type of inhaler, it reduces the inflammation in the air passages and it improves asthma symptoms by reducing the risk of severe asthma attack and death. So for people who have asthma, some of them may need to use their inhaler every day, but then their treatment will depend on the frequency of symptoms and the types of inhalers that are available, you know, to them. But it is important to also see a medical doctor. Like, if you know that you have some of the symptoms that I've mentioned earlier, you need to see a doctor. So when do you need, especially if you know you have it, for example, when should you see your doctor? One, when you have like asthma, if you have frequent coughing, or you wheezing that lasts more than a few days, or any other signs or symptoms of asthma, then you need to see a doctor. Don't take my words for it. Ensure you visit a professional to get a proper diagnosis. Then treating asthma early may prevent long-time lung damage, and it will help to keep the condition from getting worse over time. So if you also need to, you know, one thing that is important to managing asthma is that you need to monitor your asthma from time to time. Do you do this? You can also see a doctor to help you with this. If you know you have asthma, you can work with a doctor to help keep it under control. As I mentioned, good long-term control helps you feel better from day to day, and it can prevent like a life-threatening asthma attack. Now, you need to see a doctor if you have noticed that your asthma symptoms are getting worse. For example, if your medications don't seem to ease your symptoms, every time you use your inhaler and your medication, it doesn't seem to ease your symptoms, then you need to see a doctor. If you need to use your quick relief inhaler more often, then you need to see a doctor. So don't take more medication than prescribed without consulting your doctor first. That is very important, because overusing asthma medication can cause side effects and make your asthma worse. You know, so don't overuse what you have. Don't just begin to increase the frequency like without actually really consulting a doctor. That is very important. Very, very important. Now, what else do you need to do? When else do you need to see your doctor? You need to see a doctor to review your treatment, because asthma often changes from time to time. So you need to monitor these things. You need to know yourself. You need to, how am I feeling these days? You know, how often am I using my inhalers these days? You need to see a doctor to discuss your symptoms and make any needed treatment adjustment. That is very important as well. But self-care is one key thing that I need to emphasize now. People with asthma and their families need education to understand more about the disease. So if you know that you know someone that has disease around you, you also need to get the education, because it is important for people with asthma to know how to increase their treatment when their symptoms are worsening to avoid a serious attack. So one thing I know that some healthcare providers do is that they give you like an action plan to help you manage the disease or to take greater control of the treatment. That is very, very, very important. That is very, very important. So how exactly do you help during an asthma attack? Now, that's what we need to talk about. How exactly do you help people during asthma attack? We've been told that if not treated, a flare-up, that's an asthma attack, can last for several hours or even days. Yes, it's for some people, it is pretty serious. It is pretty serious, especially when they have not been managing it well for a very, very long time. So you just need to understand how to help and the things to do at a time like this, especially with kids. So during a flare-up, what you discover is that the airway walls get more swollen, the sticky mucus clog in the airways, the muscles around the airways get tight, and this is what doctors like to call bronchoconstriction. That's bronchoconstriction. So, and what exactly do you do? How can you help? So first thing first is to work with the doctor on an effective asthma action plan. Then you can also teach your kids on how to avoid the triggers. If your child is supposed to take a medicine every day, they should keep taking it, even if they feel fine and they don't have any symptoms. And if a child starts to feel asthma symptoms, they should take the medicine prescribed for quick relief of symptoms. If they already take a daily medicine, the quick relief medicine might be extra doses of the daily medicine, or it might be a different type. So you need to clear some of these things with a doctor. Then if your child uses an inhaler, they should always use a spacer with it. And what is a spacer? You know, let's talk about that as well. So people with asthma often use inhalers. They are known as puffers to take their medications. But a spacer, also sometimes called a holding chamber, is the device that makes using an inhaler easier and more effective. So it is attached to the inhaler on one end and to the mouthpiece or the mask on the other end. So when the medication from the inhaler is released into the spacer, it's held inside until it is slowly inhaled, you know, through the mouthpiece or the mask. So this is not something that requires a special coordination, but you know, a spacer will help deliver the medication to the airwaves instead of the mouth and throat, where it can work better and with fewer side effects. So that is what a spacer is. But one thing is that make sure that your child or whoever it is that has asthma always has their medicine available for quick relief of symptoms. Maybe they are at home, they are in school, they are on the road. They should always have their medication. And for kids, it's also important. A good way to help them is to teach them how to wash their hands well and to avoid germs that lead to cold and other illnesses. I told you that cold, flu, these are major triggers. So at a time like this, you know, this rainy season, this cold season, it is very important that we pay more attention and we're more sensitive, we're more careful as well. Another thing that I would want to talk about is also general hygiene. General hygiene also helps a lot. The cleaner your environment, the better. Don't forget that I mentioned that a good number of these things are even triggered by molds or dust. So it is very important to ensure that you don't live in a place that, you know, that is dirty, or in a place that is too cold where molds can begin to grow. For example, where else would you find something like cockroach waste? If you know you stay in a place where there's a lot of cockroaches and all of that, you need to ensure that this place, particles of dried saliva shed back. You know, people who have pets a lot too, you know, it's one of the downsides as well, because some of these things, you know, they carry all kinds of things from all kinds of places, and if they are not very clean, they are not washed from time to time, they will spread things like pollen, they will set, you know, and they're just really not good for people that are asthmatic. This is very important. So what do you do now when someone has like an asthma attack around you? What do you do? The first thing you do is to help the person sit in a comfortable position and take their inhaler. That's the first thing you do. When someone has an asthma attack, their airways are narrow. It's making it difficult for them to breathe. So the inhaler will relax the muscle, allowing the airways to expand and ease. So we just put them in a position where they are comfortable, where all of these things are easily, you know, are easy for them. Then one thing you need to also do is to reassure the person. Just keep anything to make the person feel relaxed, anything to make the person feel better at that point in time. Their posture, the things you say to them, tell them to breathe, tell them to calm down. If the attack becomes very severe, then and they don't have their inhaler, then you need to get them to the closest hospital. Yes. A mild attack will ease within a few minutes once they feel very relaxed and comfortable. But if it doesn't, then they can continue to take their inhaler. If you don't have an inhaler, just find a way to get them to the nearest hospital so that they can be attended to. Do not leave them. You know, that's not, don't just leave them and say, you know, sometimes when emergencies like that happen, we tend to panic. No, that is not the time to leave them. In case the attack becomes very severe, just get a professional help at that point in time. I think these are the major ways to really deal with this. These are the major ways to deal with it. And yeah, people have also asked questions from time to time that what kind of medication will someone with asthma use. I've mentioned it, inhaler most importantly, a doctor prescribed inhaler. They also need to have a spacer, which makes the inhaler more effective. So of course they should know how to use the inhaler, because it is one thing to have an inhaler, it's another thing to know how to use it. And don't forget, these inhalers come in different sizes, in different shapes, you know. But the inhalers to relieve asthma attacks are usually blue. They are usually blue. But inhalers that prevent asthma attacks, they're usually brown or white. But the blue ones are the ones that usually relieve attacks when they happen. So how do you even use the inhaler, for example? If a person has asthma, they should know how to use the inhaler. Of course, they should take it as normal. I remember seeing a movie. Went to see a doctor and kept complaining how, you know, disease is getting worse and worse and worse. And the first thing the doctor asked, do you use your inhaler? And she said, yeah, she uses the inhaler. And the doctor kept wondering, like, if you use your inhaler, you use your medication, why would your disease get worse? So the doctor asked her to use it. Does she have the inhaler on? She said yes. Then he goes, use the inhaler. Let me see how you do it. Then the woman brought out the inhaler. And instead of, you know, moving it close to the nose or something, she pressed it around her armpit like a body spray. And I mean, that was like the funniest thing I've seen in a very long time, like before then. So it is important to double check with some of these things with a medical doctor so that they can help with it. You just can't be too sure these days. But you don't need to have asthma to learn how to do these things. You don't need to. Sometimes this information come in handy. So I'll briefly talk about that. The ones that I know, first thing first, you need to shake the inhaler before you use it. You need to breathe out fully. Then you hold the inhaler in the right position. So then you breathe in deeply as you puff the medicine into the mouth. Then hold your breath for as long as possible, for like at least 5 seconds. Then you make sure you shake the inhaler in between puffs. So that's how you use it, the inhaler. That is very, very important. You also need to know like the right position. And there's also the puffer or a metered dose inhaler. That's the most common type of inhaler that we have, you know, because once you take a puff, like these things are measured and they help you, you know, use it very, very well. But then there's also what is called autohalers. For example, an autohaler is an alternative way to take some asthma medicines, and the inhaler is activated by breathing in. So if you want to use those, you make sure you hold the inhaler in the right position, you breathe out, fully before you breathe in and continue to breathe in after you hear the click. But try not to breathe out into the inhaler and replace the cap after you. So ensure that you shake the inhaler in between puffs as well. Those things are very, very important. So, as I mentioned earlier, in case you're new to this, or in case you just this information come in handy and you feel like it should be of good use, ask a health professional to demonstrate how to use your inhaler and check your technique. Also, once you go to the pharmacy or so to buy, ensure that the inhaler is not past its expiry date, because some of these things expire as well. Make sure your inhaler is not empty as well. And if you are using a spacer, which I've explained before, make sure it is clean. It is clean, because I mentioned how dirt and dust and fumes are some of the major triggers. You know, you just need to ensure that these things are well kept. All right, that is the much I would say. But one other thing I want to talk about, I just really want to emphasize again, is the cost of these things in the country. The cost of some of these medications, especially as the economy worsens. You know, it is not easier. Some of the price of these things have doubled in Nigeria, as we say, if not tripled in Nigeria. And according to reports, some of these things go for as much as 25,000 naira now. We're told that sometime in July last year, you know, you would buy inhaler for like 4,500 naira, for example. Yeah, you would buy 4,500 naira. But at some point this year, we're told the price skyrocketed. The price really skyrocketed. And it's now going for as much as even 70,000 naira in some places. Imagine 70,000 naira. What do we do about this? What do we do about this? I feel like this is something that needs to be looked into. It needs to be looked into, especially with some pharmaceutical companies exiting the country and all of that, with the exchange rate and all of that. We just need to look at this. But then I have also thought about it. Do we even produce these things in the country? Do we produce these things in, like, apart from some of these very known pharmaceutical companies in Nigeria? You know, do we have some other pharmaceutical companies springing up, maybe to break the monopoly? Yeah, as at last year, you know, some people believe that eventually the inhaler contains salbutamol to be inhaled in 200 doses, and it went for like 7,500 to 16,000. But it's way more than that now. We've been told some of these things have now doubled and they've tripled. Man, I feel like at this point, prevention is just better. Prevention is, and that's why you see, we just need to ensure that whatever it is that we can do to prevent frequent attacks will be better. It will be better. All right, now this is Live Hacks on Lagos Talks 91.3, and I've been talking about asthma.
Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.